I'm delighted to say that joining me in studio now is Ross Barrett, pastor from Yall Methodist Church, and you're very welcome, Ross.
Thank you.
It's a very exciting project, I suppose. Is that how you refer to it, or a necessary project?
I think it's a necessary project. Moving with the times and the pandemic and what's lying ahead, and you know, a lot of people have lost jobs, lost income, and there's a lot of stress, a lot of nerves, a lot of fear out there. And I think it's a necessity for the area, for the upcoming years.
So we better tell our listeners what exactly it is we are talking about.
We're talking about, basically it's a food bank, I suppose would be the best way to sum it up. But it's not just any old food bank. You know, at any time people can reach a point of crisis and not know where to turn or get stuck in a rut. So we aim to provide that gap, so to speak, where people can come, collect food if that's what they need for people are struggling for nappies for young mothers, but also a place to come to be able to have a chat, discuss their issues on a private one-to-one basis, you know, and if we can't help them, perhaps we can point them in the direction, because there's many good services in this town that we can connect with and point them in that direction for further help. But it's really just to make build that relationship so people know there's a place they can come. You know, they'll be welcomed, we will have a cup of tea and a chat.
And that's so important, isn't it? Because oftentimes people don't put the emphasis on how important just the chat is.
Yeah. It's about building relationships. You see, I believe church, and I've said this to Noel several times when we Saturday morning, church isn't just about a Sunday. Church is about the other 6.5 days a week, you know, and what is church supposed to be? It's about building relationships. It's about helping those in need. The gospel message says, "For I was hungry and you gave me to eat." You know, so it's offering that comfort, that ability to be able to come in and share, hey, I'm struggling, without judgment, without fear, and to be able to get to the root of the issue and solve it.
Now, what goes into preparing a food bank? How do you even go about starting that?
I suppose I've kind of been blessed in a way that I've worked as a chef all my life, but also work as a missionary. So I've done a lot of missionary work, and I still do it, where we go abroad, and it's exactly what we do. We'd set up a street kitchen. We just cook in the streets. So we've cooked in the slums of Nairobi. We've cooked in the rural countryside of Alucha in Kenya. We've cooked on the streets in Cambodia and Laos, in the mountain villages of Laos. And as we're unable to travel this year, I thought, how best can we utilise that locally? So what we do over there, we go to the local stores, you wouldn't even call them supermarket shacks, and buy 50 kilo bags of this, 50 kilo bags of that, break them down, and we'd walk around house to house and giving it out. So it's using that same principle. What do people need? What are the basic needs of people? And if people go to the website, they'll see what a basic food bank contains. But also, you know, thankfully we've spoken to like people like Toomey's Butchers, and we're going to operate a voucher basis with them, who've gladly come aboard. And we're actually looking for other supermarkets to come on board for that. But it's, I suppose, deciding what people's basic needs are in the food area and meeting those needs.
An important part of that, I would imagine, is keeping it stocked up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all well and good to get the initial stock in, but it's very important to keep that going. I mean, for example, would members of the public be able to help out there? Would you accept food donations and stuff like that?
Very much so. Like, we have a list up on the website, yallmethodistchurch.com. They just click on the food bank and scroll through. A lot of the information is there, but also the basic items we need is there as well. So churches are great, and I've noticed this, you know, that they'll bring in, people will bring in their canned foods and they'll put them in a basket and they're given out, and that's fantastic. But we want to say bring it to that stage further, you know, how can we reach them, you know. So, and we're looking for volunteers that will come in, you know, obviously they'll need to be guarded checked, guarded vetted, and but if anybody wants to get involved in this, the public, either by donating something on the list or getting involved themselves, they're more than welcome. Just come, give me a call, and we can meet up and have a chat.
Brilliant. Now, you mentioned there earlier the missionaries, and that you are a missionary yourself, and the street kitchens and stuff like that. When it comes to the food bank based here in Yall, which we should also at this point say as well, it's not just for Yall, it's for Yall and surrounds. Will it just be a case of coming in, collecting food and going? Will there be hot food available? Will there be meals available? How is it going to work?
That's a good question.
You put me on the spot. Sorry, Ross.
Sorry. No, my plan is, okay, from my own background, is I want to go to the supermarkets, local supermarkets, who have specials on And what I'm going to do, hopefully every week, is put up a video on how to use those basic ingredients. So if somebody doesn't want to come in, they can see, like, they'll be able to go to my YouTube channel. We'll post it on our website. We'll post it on our Facebook page, where they can see how to make meals using the specials of that week. Because, you know, you can buy fruit and vegetables in Lidl, Aldi. How to use those specials. I also am involved in a small food business that creates nutritious meals. That I sell online to help support the work I do personally. So I'll be using those recipes and so how you can feed a family of four, how you can produce. I mean, I was challenged. We did a kind of ready, steady to cook at the church just after Christmas, and people just brought bags of like 3-4 euro worth of food. I think we ended up making 16-17 meals. You know,
and it's so amazing, isn't it? Because people don't often, I mean, Ready Steady Cook was such a great TV program as well. But like, it's so important as well, isn't it, for families to know how to get nutritious meals.
Yeah. I think we're living in a world of everything's instant, you know, and if you go to any supermarkets, you're seeing food like meals for 3 and 4 euros. And I actually stopped and looked at some of the ingredients and I'm going, whoa, you know, is this what we're eating? You know, is this what we're putting into our bodies? And it's not really, you know, nutritionally, it's not in the long term, it's not good for us. You know, so I think it's important we get back to the basics.
Now, it's in the process of being set up at the moment. Yeah. When is the hope to have the service available?
1st of September.
People? 1st of September. It's only around the corner, really, so it's less than a month away.
Yeah. 1st of September, we'll be going live. In the meantime, if anybody wants to get in touch or struggling, please phone. You know, I mean, that's the official start date. We have a lovely hall there, so that, you know, if anybody's, you know, should have no fear about social distancing. We have all that, you know. So when somebody gets in touch, we'll arrange a time to meet. It's not a case of the doors are open and, you know, come and collect. This is a time where you've got to, you know, make an appointment. And that's
not obviously with COVID. People are well used to that now anyway. Everything is by appointment only now, really, isn't it?
It is. So we'll come in, we'll offer them a cup of tea, you know, if they want to have a chat. We'll have a chat, you know, and just say, get to know them, get to know their situation, and then see how we can, you know, after the food pack, if they want to come back and get further help, you know, that's entirely up to them.
Yeah, it's an amazingly brilliant idea, in fairness. You better give out your contact details for people.
Yeah, it's on youngmethodistchurch.com, the food bank. There's a number there, it's 087-955-1227. That directly comes to me. We'll be putting another number up soon on our Facebook page, on our website as well. So, that, you know, if I'm not around, there's somebody there to answer a call. And it's simple. Get in touch, you know. Anybody can find themselves in a crisis situation overnight, so just get in touch. And also like to point out, it's not just about food. You know, I've done a lot of counselling in my life. Not me, but I've given a lot of counselling in my life. So, you know, I do a lot of work with troubled teenagers, angry teenagers, kids who may be going off the rails. So we're going to offer that service as well. But basically, it's about building that relationship. You know, you got to be able to trust us. You know, and know that we're on your side, that we've got your back in difficult situations.
Yeah, and always the first step is the hardest, isn't it? Making that call is always the hardest part of this.
Yeah, like I say, I'm probably one of the most easygoing guys. I know the guys in the church that are helping out are like, we like to have fun, you know, we're jokers. So you're not coming into a formal church situation. You're coming into a relaxed atmosphere, you know, where there's no judgment, there's no... I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but there's no judgment. There's just a welcome, a warm welcome, knowing that, hey, we're here to listen.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I've been preaching about since the start of the year is, you know, it's time we start listening to understand rather than listening to respond.
And that's very true, isn't it?
You know? Yeah. So that's where we're coming from. So we're here to listen to your story. And, you know, if you're a single mum and you're struggling for a packet of nappies, we got your back. Yeah. You know, if you're a mom who's, you know, in an abusive situation who can't provide, we got your back. You know, if you're a single father who doesn't know how to cook, we got your back. Yeah. You know, and hopefully we hope to extend that then over providing hot meals, say during holiday time when schools are out. You know, but we're going to build on. But we need volunteers for that as well.
You do, and you need support as well to do it. Yeah. So if anyone is listening and they want to help volunteer, or they want to, if they're a local business, a local supermarket, and they want to help provide support for this, is it just a case of give you a shout?
Give me a shout. If you want to go to the website, there's a list of basic items, food items that we're going to have in stock all the time. I'm actually on my way up now to buy shelves for to shelve it out. So we will always have a stock in place.
Brilliant. You know? Ross Barish, pastor from Yall Methodist Church, thanks a million for joining me today.
Okay, thank you.